This is Jay Sekulow. More trouble at the Air Force Academy. We're going to be joined by a congressman.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Earlier this week, a cadet was told to remove a Bible verse written outside his dorm room. Well, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation also says the academy messed up, but for a different reason. The foundation's leader thinks the cadet should be court-martialed.
It's bigger.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And at some point in time, Madam Secretary General, I'm just telling you, we need to stand up for these cadets' rights, too. Freedom of religion and their exercise of that, whether they're putting it from the Quran or the Bible, is not to make sure no person on the planet is offended. It's to say that cadet ought to have the right in their own personal board to put that verse up there.
These cadets are going to be, in some cases, putting their lives on the line, protecting the country and protecting the Constitution. And that very same Constitution gives them freedom of religion and freedom of speech. I mean, this shouldn't even be an issue.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, the controversy at the military academies, especially the Air Force Academy in Colorado, is reaching a fever pitch, and your voice is already being heard on this issue because it came up in congressional testimony. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to talk to you. If you're a veteran, or if you've got family members that are veteran, or if you went to one of the military academies, we would sure love to hear from you today on the censorship of what's called the whiteboards. Now, these whiteboards are outside the individual cadet's bunk area, their dorm room, basically, and they're allowed to put up personal messages. One student put up a Bible verse. That was ordered to be removed. Mikey Weinstein from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Military Freedom From Religion Foundation, wants that cadet court-martialed. How about that one, folks? Court-martialed for having a Bible verse up on his personal board. Well, other students began to support the student that was censored by quoting their Bible verses, Old Testament, some of the Jewish students, some of the Muslim students quoted from the Quran, and you had a whole group of students quoting from the New Testament. So there you have it. It's a censorship in our military academies, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. And how do you feel about Mikey Weinstein? Let me play this for you. Bite number two.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
How do you like being called a fundamentalist cauldron of Christian, what do you call it, fundamentalism and tyranny? Oppression and tyranny. Meanwhile, he's the one asking for the censorship. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Skip Ash, senior counsel at the ACLJ, also former lieutenant colonel, retired for the United States Army, has been involved in these military academies, is a graduate of West Point. What's your sense, Skip? We only got about a minute here of what's going on here.
This is another example of Mikey Weinstein misunderstanding and misinterpreting the Constitution of the United States. He makes all sorts of allegations that are not true. When the cadets went out and they wrote on their whiteboards at the Air Force Academy, they demonstrate a fundamental understanding of the Constitution, something that an attorney, Mikey Weinstein, does not seem to be able to grasp.
He sure doesn't. Now, here's what we're doing. We've got a brand new petition up to the U.S. Air Force Academy that's banned the Bible verse from the cadet's personal whiteboard outside his bedroom. We're saying that Mikey Weinstein doesn't get to order what these students do, and certainly the students should not be court-martialed, period. And we want you to join with us in this fight, folks. It's brand new. Your voice is already being heard and making a difference. 1-877-989-2255 to sign that petition. Folks, I need everybody that's listening. We want to take action this week on this military academy. We're going to send Skip Ash out there very shortly. We want to hear from tens of thousands of you at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Brand new petition. Stop the censoring of the cadets' free speech in the military academy. And let's get a hold of this situation. No court martials for Christian cadets.
That was just.
angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
These cadets are going to be, in some cases, putting their lives on the line, protecting the country and protecting the Constitution. And that very same Constitution gives them freedom of religion and freedom of speech. I mean, this shouldn't even be an issue.
It really shouldn't be an issue. That's Congressman Doug Lamborn. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes live on the air. But I will tell you this, to get everybody up to date on what's happened, there's a whiteboard outside the cadets' rooms at the military academy, the Air Force Academy in Colorado. We should get a picture of that up maybe on our we may have it up already. We'll get one up on our either Facebook or also possibly, if not on Facebook, we'll get it up on the website. But let's try to get it up on Facebook. And what's happened is a Christian student put a Bible verse. You're allowed to put personal messages. He was ordered to take it down. You got Mikey Weinstein saying the student should be court-martialed. And at the same time, students' reaction had been to support the student, including multi-faiths. You've got Christian students posting on their whiteboards, Jewish students posting on their whiteboards Bible verses, Muslim students putting up verses from the Quran. I mean, Mikey Weinstein, in one sense, Skip, has created his own worst. He is his own worst enemy, but he's created a blowback here that has escalated this to unbelievable proportions.
Right. He is such a bully when it comes to this issue that he's creating enemies everywhere. He has never prevailed in one court case that he's filed. They've all been dismissed. And so if he does have victories, he has it just because he is so obnoxious and he is so out there in the press that people just want to get him away from them. But I think that's beginning to, he's overplayed his hand. People are getting tired of that. They're no longer playing to that. And I think the Corps of Cadets or the Wing of Cadets at the Air Force Academy has finally said enough is enough. When we write a verse because that's meaningful to us and it's in our private personal area of that whiteboard, we have the right to do that. We are citizens of the United States. We have constitutional rights, and we're not going to let them go so easily.
Well, here's what we've got to do. I think this is reality, and I think we've got to fight back aggressively here, and that's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to Than in a moment about what's happening congressionally on this. But, folks, here's where you come in. We've got a petition, a brand new Stop Censoring Military Cadets' Religious Speech. You can go to aclj.org and sign it there. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And I encourage you to sign on there. Very important that you do that. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want to get representation from all 50 states to stand with these students. Now, Than, this made quite a splash last week in Washington on a hearing that came up and where this was not supposed to be the topic, but it became one.
It sure did, and this really springboards off of what Skip just said. I mean, unfortunately, Mikey Weinstein, even though these claims are outlandish, Jay, the Air Force has actually listened to him on occasion, yep. and these kind of situations arise. I mean, you talked about the cadets standing up for their fellow cadet. Well, members of Congress did the same. The Secretary of the Air Force was in front of them testifying, and she was actually trying to, defend the actions of the Air Force. And Congressman Lamborn, who you're going to have on the broadcast in the next segment, I thought this was the key point of the hearing, Jay. He said, listen, these are cadets who we are asking to put their lives on the line for us, and you are going to deprive from them their greatest source of strength and courage. The Secretary of the Air Force, Jay, she didn't back down. She pretty much defended what the Air Force had done here, and that's why we've got to continue to fight back.
Well, we are fighting back, and folks, let's play what Congressman Randy Forbes had to say, number 18.
What other quotes have cadets been forced to pull off of their whiteboards that were not Bible verses?
So I don't know, but the real point I wanted to just, if I may, apparently a cadet went to this other cadet and said, this makes me uncomfortable, and that cadet voluntarily took it down.
Now, that's not true. Ordered. By your own facts, Madam Secretary, if you'll read what your liaison officer has given to me, the entire Air Force chain of command and the Air Force commander is what I've given by facts from your office, went to that cadet.
There you have it. So the person testifying, who is the leader of this, this Madam Secretary, didn't know what she was talking about. And the student is basically threatened now by Mikey Weinstein with court-martial. We want to stand with this student, and folks, we need your help on this. I would love to see, in the next 4 or 5 days, 40 to 50,000 signatures on this petition to the Military Academy, the Air Force Academy, standing with these students who are also standing for other cadets. You want to join with us, it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Fan, let's go to the phones here and grab a phone call.
Sure, let's go to Rosalind calling from Indiana on line one. Rosalind, you're on the air.
Hi, Rosalind. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi. I just appreciate what you're doing, and I want to go on record as saying to Mikey Weinstein and his whole bunch of evil people that I am offended, I am angry, I am dismayed, I feel robbed of our historical opportunities to express our faith, our historical...
Let me play for you. I understand your frustration, and this will just make you more frustrated, but I want you to hear what he actually said, number two.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
So fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny, and then a reporter for the local news affiliate there in Colorado reported this. Listen to number one. This is what the foundation leader, Mikey Weinstein, wants.
Earlier this week, a cadet was told to remove a Bible verse written outside his dorm room. Well, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation also says the academy messed up, but for a different reason. The foundation's leader thinks the cadet should be court-martialed.
So the cadet should be court-martialed. So, Skip, your reaction as a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army that this cadet should be court-martialed for having a Bible verse up on his whiteboard, his private space.
That is nonsense. It is ludicrous. Anybody that says that has no realm of reality. This, you know, these whiteboards were allowed to have personal comments. Mikey keeps talking about it's the wrong time, place, and manner, but the Air Force established the time, place, and manner when they allowed private comments to be able to go up on these whiteboards, and the cadet was doing what he was allowed to do, and therefore he could have written anything, a quote of a philosopher or anything else. He chose to write a verse out of Galatians. He has every right to do that. And the fact that people were offended, if everybody's speech will be limited because somebody is offended, we will not have freedom of speech.
Than, and let me follow this up, folks, and we're getting a great reaction from you, the American people, on this. And Than, Washington now has the attention. We were able to break this last week. Fox broke it, we broke it, and we've really gotten involved in this. We're preparing a letter right now to the Air Force Academy standing with these students. And I want to be able to say, folks, by the way, that there are 40 or 50,000 of you standing with us and the students at the Air Force Academy. So if you'll go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, add your voice to this brand new petition that is up, addressed to the Air Force Academy for these students. It is critical that we hear from you at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Then, what do you expect now that it came up in these hearings? What do you expect to happen?
Well, I don't think these members are going to stand down. I mean, we're going to hear from Congressman Lamborn in the next segment. We know that we work with Congressman Forbes on a lot of these issues. I mean, keep in mind, Jay, and you know this, our listeners know this, this is not isolated. I mean, we're working with members of Congress on similar cases, you know, in Mount Soledad, the war memorial in Montana. This is what these groups do. Mikey Weinstein may be focused on the military, but the other groups do the same thing. They run around, they forum shop, they look for Judeo-Christian expressions of religion that they don't like, and they attack it. So I think you're going to see a large outcry from the members of Congress. They're already working with us. I think that they're going to stand with us as we ask the Air Force for answers. And frankly, Jay, they're situated in a good spot. The military has to give them answers, and I think that's where we can get recourse for this.
Let me play Randy Forbes' comment number 17. It kind of sums it up well.
This is perhaps the most offensive. The Air Force said this was a teaching moment, that the cadets' action in putting the Bible verse on was inappropriate based upon leadership principles.
I want you to hear that, folks. Listen to what was said. The Air Force said this was a teaching moment, that the cadets' action in putting the Bible verse on was inappropriate based on leadership principles. I don't know what leadership principles they're talking about. It's called censorship and kowtowing to a bully. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. Let's take another call quickly here.
Yeah, let's go to line three. We've got a veteran, Elmer, calling from Washington. Elmer, you're on the air.
Hi, Elmer.
I just heard it on the news.
You're on, Elmer. Go ahead.
What did you hear on the news?
Okay, Elmer's talking to his wife, it sounds like to me. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do, folks. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to join with Congressman Lamborn, so we're going to get you some direct information on this. I want to play this quote again from Randy Forbes. Folks, listen to what is said, and then we'll take some action.
What other quotes have indigent cadets been forced to pull off of their whiteboards that were not Bible verses?
So I don't know, but the real point I wanted to just, if I may, apparently a cadet went to this other cadet and said, this makes me uncomfortable, and that cadet voluntarily took it down.
No, that's not true. By your own facts, Madam Secretary, if you read what your liaison officer has given to me, the entire Air Force chain of command and the Air Force commander is what I've given by facts from your office, went to that cadet.
So there you have it. So that came from the leadership. Folks, let's fight back on this. This is another one. We can win if we all work together. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening needs to sign on this petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to be joined after the break by Congressman Doug Lamborn. He's a congressman from the district, District 5 in Colorado. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Mikey Weinstein's threatening to get this cadet court-martialed. We got to fight back and win this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Imagine there's no heaven.
In the words of Mikey Weinstein, that's exactly what they want. The Air Force Academy under a microscope now, including a congressional one, we're happy to say, over this censorship of the cadet and now other cadets. We're very fortunate to have on the phone with us Congressman Doug Lamborn. Of course, he represents Colorado's 5th District. He's the chairman of the Committee on Energy and Mineral Resources, but also serves on the House Armed Services Committee and House Veteran Affairs Committee. Congressman, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate you doing this.
Well, good to talk to you always, Jay.
So your reaction, we played some of your sound from this hearing last week. What's your reaction to what's happened at the Air Force Academy?
Well, I'm still very troubled by the whole thing. You know, someone was uncomfortable with the fact that one of the fellow cadets there had a Bible verse on the whiteboard outside his door. I think that they should have talked not to the person who put up the Bible verse, but to the person who was uncomfortable. People need to have tolerance. You know, Jay, tolerance and diversity is a two-way street. It's not a one-way street only going away from Christians. People need to be tolerant about those who have Christian views, and that's what the First Amendment, freedom of religion, is all about.
So it's come up now, and obviously it's getting students are reacting by posting Bible verses, even verses from the Quran and others. What do you expect, what are you all looking for congressionally from the Air Force Academy at this point, now that it took such a significant turn, so to speak, at your hearings?
Well, there are defenders of religious liberty like myself, John Fleming, Randy Forbes, Tim Heelskamp, a lot of very sympathetic folks, many on the committee, and apparently the job is not completed. We'll have to continue putting language in there, not just for chaplains, you know, that's another issue, but for active duty men and women, or in this case, cadets at the service academies, that they do have freedom of religion. You shouldn't have to stifle your views just because someone out there is uncomfortable. Now, yes, let's have respect. We can do that, but that doesn't mean you shut down all expression of your faith.
So let's take it a step further here. So assuming we don't get a satisfactory response, or this cadet is actually reprimanded in some way, and I think you're exactly right, Congressman, where the cadet that was offended needed to understand that, you know, you're going to hear and see things in America you don't agree with. You don't just get you're offended. Well, keep it in your sense. That's, you know, that's the price of freedom. Sometimes you get offended. But assuming we don't get quick reaction out of the academy, is there any kind of oversight that Congress can do here to follow up on this?
We have the National Defense Authorization Act that's coming in front of the committee and then the full House here in the matter of weeks.
So that is that vehicle itself would cause the ability to bring this up.
And when we had the Air Force Chief and Secretary in front of us Thursday, as you played the excerpts, we were definitely grilling them about this.
Is your sense that they are... I'm trying to get a handle on what's going on in multiple academies here, because we just sent Skip Ashews on out of our studios in Virginia. We had him up at West Point, the Air Force Academy. I've been there. I've debated Mikey Weinstein at the Air Force Academy. But they seem to be bullied by this guy who's never won a case. For the life of me, why they're bullied by him when he has never won a case in a courtroom, but he seems to be able to push his agenda through without any countercheck. Congressman, that's what's so concerning here. I think the American people are really, we're hearing from a lot of them, asking for you all to take some action here, and I think the Oversight Committee hearings and with these expenditure committees coming up could make a big difference.
We're going to continue to do that. We're going to have to drill this lesson home. We have this outside agitator who believes he's in the chain of command. And
yes.
I don't think that the top brass in the Air Force are hostile or malicious. I just think that they need to show some backbone. I think they need to stand up for American values, which includes freedom of religion. That's in the First Amendment. And, Jay, we're asking these young men and women to possibly put their lives on the line defending the Constitution.
Right.
And that includes the freedom of religion in the Bill of Rights, First Amendment.
Do you have a sense, Congressman, and I guess this will be the kind of final question here, how important is it for the American people to talk to their representatives about this and to speak out on this issue?
It's very important, and all of the listeners need to be in touch with their senators and their representatives, saying defend the freedom of religion for those in the armed services. I mean, they're on the front lines defending the Constitution. They should be able to enjoy the protections of it as well.
All right, Congressman Doug Lamborn from Colorado's 5th District. Thanks for being with us, Congressman. Thanks for your leadership on this issue.
Always good to talk to you, Jay. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Well, folks, you know, we're bringing you the people that are making this happen, and you're part of that team right now. And here's what I want to do. You heard what the Congressman said. It's critical that Congress hears from you. We could do that together. We've got a brand new petition up right now. You can be part of this. Just go to aclj.org, sign the petition there. Brand new, just put it up today. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let me urge you to make that call, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, coming up, we've got another half hour of the broadcast here. So if you're on the line, hang on the line. We'll get to your calls in the next half hour on SiriusXM Live for the hour. If not, simply go over to aclj.org and you can get us there. Skip, you were saying something right before we brought the congressman on that I think is worth saying to the audience here. We were talking about it offline of what's going on.
Yeah, the issue with these whiteboards is that it's a passive message. You know, I can understand the Air Force's concern or the military's concern about a person in the position of authority who creates a captive audience where you can't get away from the message and he just talks and talks and talks and tries to force his views on you. But here we have a passive message. It's just like In God We Trust on our currency. It's passive. It doesn't require anybody to read it, to do anything or anything else. And yet when people are offended, we have the tail wagging the dog out here because somebody gets offended, then everybody's speech is limited if it's religious speech. And that's not what the Constitution stands for. The First Amendment really protects speech that offends people because it's only offensive speech that needs protection. And religious speech.
But I want to add something here, though. It's very important. I mean, you got to understand, they're calling for, Mikey Weinstein's calling for this cadet's court-martial, Skip, and that would be really unbelievable, unprecedented.
It would be unprecedented, especially since he had the authority to write on his personal board anything he wanted to. Writing religious message is protected speech under the Constitution. He is a citizen under the Constitution, protected by the Constitution of the United States. And remember, the Constitution protects individuals against their own government. It's the Air Force, which is the government cracking down on this guy. So it's the Air Force. It's wrong.
Of course, the irony is that Mikey Weinstein's not in the Air Force, but he acts like he's the commandant of that base. Very quickly here, Than, congressional oversight, I just asked, and it sounds like the congressman says we're going to get it.
Yeah, no, I think we will. Congressman Lamborn is on the readiness subcommittee. I think he alluded to this. He makes a great point. This is a readiness issue, Jay. We are not going to be able to recruit cadets of faith if they think that if they express that faith, they're going to be court-martialed. So I think you're going to see Congress pursue this from a readiness perspective. We have to have religious freedom or else it's going to impact our ability to defend our borders.
All right, folks, if you're on the line, hang on the line. If you want to talk to us, it's 800-684-3110. Now, we're going to a break. I need everybody that's listening right now to go to aclj.org or to call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to stand with these cadets. We're going to get justice for them. We're not going to let them get censored or court-martialed. We're not going to be bullied by the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation. We're going to fight back, but I want to hear from all 50 states, critical that you take action right now. It's a brand new petition up. You signed the other ones last week. Great. Those are on their way to the necessary parties. This is brand new. Stop censoring these military cadets' religious freedom. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate at ACLJ.org, we get a grant for. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Don't you know?
The famous Hold Your Head Up song by Argent that our band here did a little bit of for you that was released this weekend on Facebook. By the way, if you go to ACLJ's Facebook, American Center for Law and Justice, or my Jay Sekulow Facebook, you could see the short of that. We're going to, when we get to a million total Facebooks between the ACLJ's and mine, we're going to release a whole song on a video on that song, but we're not there yet. So like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, and go ahead and check out the little bit what we put up for you. I think you're going to want to see that. We're talking about the censorship at the Military Academy, at the Air Force Academy. We're fighting back on this aggressively, and we got a lot of calls coming in on this. Students should not be threatened with a court-martial for posting a Bible verse on their personal whiteboard in their dorm room or outside their dorm room. But that's what Mikey Weinstein's doing, and he's got the Air Force Academy's ear, believe it or not. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Than. Let's go right back to him.
Yeah, full bank of calls. I think we're going to start again with Elmer calling from Washington on line 3. Elmer, you're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Elmer.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard this on the radio, and I'm very upset about the action that's being taken at the Air Force Academy. I'm a 30-year veteran of the United States Air Force, and we never had a situation where people were upset because of Bible verses or anything that has to do with Christian or any kind of religion. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, just like someone alluded to a few minutes ago, about the In God We Trust on our currency, you know, there's no big fallback on that. So I'm disappointed in the way they're taking this because we have a right to speak because of our First Amendment rights.
You're absolutely correct. And, Elmer, first, let me thank you for your service to the country, 30 years in the Air Force. But let me also play, you alluded to this, In God We Trust. This came up at the hearing. Randy Forbes, who we hope to have on the broadcast tomorrow, brought this up. Listen to this one, 21.
And help me with this. Why, if he is wrong, aren't all of us wrong in putting In God We Trust up in our office?
So my facts come from General Johnson, so I apologize. I have not seen the paper that you're looking at. What I just explained is the way that General
My time's out, but I hope you guys will come back to us on this, and for once, the Air Force starts standing up for these cadets and their rights instead of just constantly saying, if anybody at all opposes it, we're going to make them take these things down.
So that was exactly the point Elmer raised, exactly the point Randy Forbes made. If it's In God We Trust can be posted on the rostrum in front of the dais at the House of Rep, in the Congress, at the Capitol, why can't these students post a Bible verse on their personal space? And that's why we're fighting back on this. You know, it's interesting, Than. I believe that in listening to Congressman Forbes, listening to Congressman Lamborn, we are going to see, between Congressman Lamborn's statement, Congressman Forbes, we're going to see, I think, a groundswell of support. We could get some real congressional action here.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're going to use that National Defense Authorization Act to put some language in specifically protecting these cadets. And I would just remind our listeners, Jay, this is something that Congressman Forbes has done before. He knows how to do this. We partnered with him when the Capitol Visitor Center went up.
Yep.
Remember, they got sued because they instructed the architect of the Capitol to include In God We Trust, inscribe it. They got sued by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We stood with them. Jay, when you walk through the front doors of the Capitol Visitor Center today, the first thing you see is In God We Trust.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. You know, that what we do on this broadcast is not just talk about it. We're doing something about it. And Skip, when we get this, we're going to get a letter off to the superintendent. There has to be a counterpoint to Mikey Weinstein here.
There absolutely does. And not only are we going to get the letter off to point out what the law is and where the Air Force Academy has gone astray, what we plan to do is I plan to ask for an appointment to meet with her like I did with the superintendent of the Military Academy at West Point, and to, not as being critical, but to offer our assistance so they can get it right, so they can protect the rights of the cadets there. Mikey Weinstein will complain no matter what happens.
You're right.
We are the ones who know the law. We're the ones who win in court, and therefore we should give them the right information to help the cadets.
All right, folks, we're fighting back. This is where you come in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign that petition now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to take action. We've got a petition to protect these cadets. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The song you're hearing right now, sung by John Elefante and John Schlitt, is also up on our Facebook at ACLJ's and mine. You want to check it out there. Back with more in a moment.
Whoa. angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Broadcast 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Fighting for these cadets. We're going to get a letter off. We've got a legal opinion letter going out to the commandant of the Air Force Academy. We're going to fight back. We're going to make sure they're not court-martialed. And Mikey Weinstein shouldn't be the fifth general there, so to speak. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand with us and stand with these students to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, update on Pastor Saeed's case. I just got an email that our team in Geneva, both Germany and the United States, brought up Saeed Abedini by name in their presentations today. And our office from Kenya, it made an oral presentation as well. Joy made an intervention, and she's going to make another one tomorrow. So our team on top of that one, too, for Pastor Saeed. Of course, a lot of work going on there, as we can't bring it all to the public, but letting you know we're not just at the UN. We've got a team on the way to the region right now, so be in prayer for that as we continue these fights on so many fronts. Let's go right back to the phone, Than. A lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, right back to the phones. We're going to start with Gordon calling from California on line one. Gordon, you're on the air.
Hi, Gordon.
Hey, Jay. I like your show.
Thanks.
You know, I have a question for you, though. Hasn't atheism been declared religion?
We're having a lot of trouble hearing you here, and I'll tell you what, Gordon, it sounds like what you're asking was, were they promoting atheism as a religion? And I don't think they're promoting atheism as a religion. What they're doing, Skip, is kind of come up with this, we're not going to offend anybody, therefore no free speech rights for cadets. I mean, it's basically the position they're taking.
Right. This is a consistent position of Mikey Weinstein. He says you can have whatever you like. You can believe whatever you like. You just can't impose it on anybody else. In fact, he's gone so far as to say that since you're a Christian, you can do all your Christian stuff in a chapel. And when you get outside the chapel, there should be no religion. So he says that you can freely exercise your religion, but only within the limits that he's comfortable
with,
and that would be within a chapel.
The truth is, he would love to get rid of the chapel, too, if he could. Let's be realistic. I mean, this guy would like every vestige removed of religious anything with the military. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Than mentioned that we've got congressional action here, and Than, pretty significant. I mean, this came up at the hearing and is now becoming a much more focused information, and we now asked Congressman Lamhorn, and he said we're going to get oversight on this, and you think that's going to happen?
I absolutely do. I mean, just in a matter of a couple of days, this was what most of the hearing was about when the Secretary of the Air Force came. In fact, Jay, the Secretary expressed frustration that she was having to spend so much time dealing with this. And I would just suggest to her that the way to not have to spend so much time at a congressional hearing dealing with this is to not make the mistake in the first place. I don't think these members of Congress are going to stand down. Congressman Lamborn mentioned the National Defense Authorization Act. What could happen there, Jay? They could specifically put language in there that would say that an expression like this that's consistent with the First Amendment shall be permitted. Then the Air Force wouldn't have any choice. I suspect that's what they're going to pursue.
I'll tell you something here, folks, and let me play what Randy Forbes said. This is number 17. It tells you what the military was trying to really spin this as and what he responded. 17.
This is perhaps the most offensive. The Air Force said this was a teaching moment, that the cadets' action in putting the Bible verse on was inappropriate based upon leadership principles.
So that's a leadership principle, censoring the student, the cadet. In their view, that's the leadership principle. That's why we're fighting back, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's grab another call.
Yeah, right back to the phones. Larry is calling from California on line 4. Larry, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Larry.
My call, Jay. I'm sure. A disabled Navy veteran.
Well, thank you for your service to the country.
I'm very appalled with this, and I understand what these pagans are trying to do. They're trying to stamp out our freedom of religion.
Yep.
My question for you is this, though: in your defense for our rights, why don't you bring forth a class action lawsuit, a countersuit against
them? Well, you can't bring a class action suit. It would have to be, because in a constitutional litigation, it's based on what exactly took place. So what you'd have here, if this cadet decided to take legal action if necessary, we would be happy to represent him. But the way to handle this, short of litigation here, Skip, let's get everybody on the same page here, is we've got congressional oversight now that could be really direct and really control this on one hand, and also engaging these military academies and let them know there's going to be a counterpunch here and it's going to be for real.
That's absolutely right. When I met with the people up at West Point, I'm convinced that the military leaders want to do the right thing. Right now, they're not sure what that is, because the situation raised by Mikey Weinstein and the reaction by members of this administration to him have confused everything. So they're not quite sure what authority they have in this area, and they're being very conservative and they're being a little bit overreactive. What we want to do is to go and teach them and show them what the law is, tell them that we are there to support them to do the right thing, because that's what they want to do anyway. They've taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, which includes the First Amendment. And what we want to do is say, okay, we are here to help you to the extent that we can help you develop a policy and teach people on how to do this right. We are willing and able to do so. I'm not sure when or in what manner they will reach out to us, but I was very well received at West Point, and I hope that I'll be well received at the Air Force Academy. But they are the most vulnerable at the Air Force Academy because Mikey Weinstein is an Air Force Academy graduate.
Yeah, let's go to David calling from Minnesota on line 2. Hi, David. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. This is really an amazing scenario, because the bullies are running the schoolyard.
You got it.
This interesting thing is that one of the cadets who is there as a freshman this year, last spring spoke to our church group and encouraged my family in particular.
We've lost you there. You got to speak right into your phone, David.
Okay. One of the young cadets who's a freshman there.
Right.
This year, last year in May, spoke to our Sunday school group, and we all knew she was going to the Air Force Academy. She encouraged us to stand up to the public school bullies in the administrations who are also doing censoring of young Christian people for saying things like "Jesus loves you" to a Muslim. That happened to my son, where he was suspended.
We've got a trial going on right now, David, today, where we're representing a Christian faculty member at a major university. And we're in court on that today. I want people to get an understanding of this. We're in court in North Carolina representing a Christian faculty member. We are at the United Nations on Pastor Saeed's case. All of that happening simultaneously. And then, as David mentioned, of course, we're dealing with the situation at the military academy. This is what Mikey Weinstein has to say about Christians, number 13.
Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Christian version of the Taliban.
You hear what he said? Christian version of the Taliban. A student, Skip, puts up a Bible verse on a whiteboard, and he compares that to the 9/11 terrorists. So that tells you exactly where this guy's thinking. And I'll tell you something. When you realize this, he calls Christians the Taliban. Nobody's taking weapons of mass destruction or airplanes and turning them into bombs at the military academy.
You wonder if we're the Taliban, where all the heads are that have been cut off, where all the people that have been killed are, and everything else. Here we have people willing to talk about their faith, and he equates that, because we're serious about our Christian faith, with being the Taliban. He cannot see that there's a difference between sharing one's faith,
yep,
and trying to kill people if they don't come to your faith, and that's a very different thing, and that's the difference between the Taliban and committed Christians.
By the way, coming up on the broadcast, I was on air with Nagme Abedini. We're going to go to the Pastor Saeed situation in the next segment of the broadcast. You're not going to want to miss that. We've had a team at the UN right now. I just reported presentation made today, another one tomorrow. Germany and the United States brought that up. Let's go to Gladys, calling from Kentucky. Hi, Gladys. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for your work. You know, my thought is kind of what the other gentleman was saying, but I've been involved in EOC suits.
Right.
And what he's doing personally against this young man,
yep,
in my estimation, is defamation. He's actually harassing him.
He's bullying him.
It's not just bullying. He is harassing him. He's causing him emotional, mental
Well, this cadet, you know, look, we haven't talked to the cadet, so we don't know what the cadet's mind frame is right now. But the other students there are supporting this cadet. And I think Mikey Weinstein, in one sense, has brought upon himself something he did not anticipate. And that is the student reaction from various different student groups of various faiths. So he's gotten more than he bargained for. Let's take Fred from Maryland quickly. Fred, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, one of the things is our military has lost a lot of their backbone, the people in charge of things.
Well, they are trying to be so politically correct that they end up, in this case, trampling on the First Amendment rights of a military cadet. But the thing is, Fred, we're not going to let that happen. And we're hearing from hundreds of you, thousands of you, that are standing with us. And we encourage you to stand with these cadets at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can stand with us and stop the censoring of religious free speech of military cadets. You can also support the work of the ACLJ Winter Matching Challenge campaign at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. But folks, we need to hear from you on this. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Get this information out through social media as well. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more on this Pastor Saeed Abedini case in just a moment. Just a dream, just a dream, just
a dream. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
An American pastor imprisoned in Iran is being refused medical treatment. Pastor Saeed Abedini's health is deteriorating as a result of prison beatings. The American Center for Law and Justice reports that over a week ago, he was moved from his jail cell to a private hospital for treatment, but today that treatment stopped. Pastor Saeed was shackled and was refused medical care, and hospital doctors said he must leave and return to prison.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. We will get right back to this issue of religious persecution at the Air Force Academy, but I do want to pivot issues for just a moment here. Real quickly, if you have not yet signed the petition standing with these Air Force cadets and their ability to express their religious views, I want you to do so now by calling 877-989-2255 or by going to aclj.org. But folks, I thought it was also important to give you an update on Pastor Saeed's situation. This is something that probably all of you have engaged with us on in some form or another. We want to keep you posted on the latest update. And I'm going to play for you in just a moment an interview that Jay did on Fox TV over the weekend with Nagme Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife, talking about this update. But just to kind of summarize, Pastor Saeed was sent to a hospital just before the High Representative Catherine Ashton arrived in Iran for a visit. And folks, it appears in the totality of what happened that that was probably just a publicity stunt on behalf of the Iranian regime, because Pastor Saeed did not receive treatment at that hospital. And in fact, when the High Representative left Iran, he was immediately shackled and sent back to prison without treatment, folks. So it appears to be have just been a move to make sure that they could tell the High Representative that they were treating him with care, that they were providing him the medical treatment that he needed. And then, of course, as soon as she left, he was immediately sent back to prison. He was shackled. Those shackles were eventually removed. However, the treatment of Pastor Saeed as he was being transported was anything but humane. This is just more of the same from the Iranian regime. So I wanted you to hear this update with detailed information from both Jay and Nagme. They were on Fox News yesterday talking about it. Let's go ahead and roll that interview.
Well, we've got disturbing new details this morning about an American pastor thrown into one of Iran's most brutal prisons simply for being a Christian. After being moved to a hospital last week for treatment of chronic stomach pain that came from numerous prison beatings, Pastor Saeed Abedini was then shackled and denied medical treatment. Well, Nagme Abedini, wife of the pastor Saeed, and her attorney, Jay Sekulow, chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, join us now. Thank you both very much. Mrs. Abedini, what can you tell us about, and I feel sad even bringing this up, but your husband's medical condition right now?
Well, it's been a year since many doctors in the prison and outside of the prison have said he needs treatment, but he has continually been denied. There's been a few times that he's been taken to the hospital, but has been denied. This time he was taken, he was admitted, and before treatment, they shackled him and treated him very harshly throughout his a family member that was there and did not treat him.
Mm. Jay, we've talked about this story quite a bit over the last year. I think it's still been largely ignored by most media outlets, unfortunately. How is the Obama administration helping free this American from Iranian custody?
Well, you know, Tucker, as I know we've talked about before, it took a long time to get the State Department really engaged in this. We do now have a situation where the president has directly called for the release of Pastor Abedini. The Secretary of State has brought it up. I think there was a missed opportunity when the P5+1 discussions were going on in Geneva directly with Iran, and you had the foreign minister of Iran right across the table, and you didn't have, as a precondition of the discussions and the substantive decisions that were made, a agreement to release not only Pastor Saeed Abedini, but the other two Americans being held in Iran. But that opportunity came and went. I will tell you this, we've dispatched a team to the United Nations again this week. They're there now. And I will also tell you, which we've not really talked about publicly, we're dispatching a team to the region for high-level negotiations with various governments in the region to work on this release. Pastor Abedini's health continues to deteriorate, and as Nagme just said, while he was in the hospital, not only did he not get the treatment he needed, he was actually brutalized. And this is what the regime's doing, and we're going to have to look at all fronts now to work for his freedom and do it quickly. Time really is of the essence.
Well,
here.
Of course, it's hard. I mean, is there any higher priority for the U.S. government than to help its own citizens languishing unfairly in prisons abroad? Mrs. Abedini, how is your family, how are your children dealing with the absence of their dad?
Well, you know, they don't hear a lot of the ups and downs and the beatings, but it actually gets harder. I thought with time it gets easier, but it's been getting harder for my kids. Mm. They miss him more. They want him home. And it seems to be, it's over a year and a half now, but it seems to just, we just need him home quickly before even treating him. We just need to get him back home.
It's how horrifying it must be knowing that he's been ill. And being beaten. Jay, are you confident that we're moving toward a resolution here?
Well, yeah, here's my confidence. You know, Tucker, the fact of the matter is, and I want to thank Fox News for and you and everybody else that's been covering this, because you're keeping it in the media, mm-hmm. and that keeps them alive. I mean, really a big part of this media advocacy is to keep the pressure on Iran and let them know there's a spotlight on this. When this horrific act took place last week, where he was really handled very poorly, and that's an understatement, really mistreated in this hospital, there was global outcry, including out of the European Union. Their representatives were. So that really makes a difference when we can keep it in the spotlight. Frankly, I think keeping it in the spotlight keeps him alive.
Well,
so the progress is incremental, but I want to thank Fox News for covering.
We're glad to hear that. I mean, there's nothing more important, I don't think. Thanks very much. Jay, Mrs. Abedini, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Folks, again, that was Jay and Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme, on Fox News from yesterday. If you have not yet signed the petition for Pastor Saeed's release, if you have not raised your voice in that way, I would ask that you do so today. You can go online and sign that petition. It's up all of the time at BeHeardProject.com. So if you have not yet signed it, go to BeHeardProject.com and stand for Pastor Saeed's release. Quickly, folks, as we move to the end of the broadcast today, if you have not yet stood with these Air Force cadets who are having their religious expression stifled at the Air Force Academy, I need you to call 877-989-2255 and stand with them. Listen, folks, Mikey Weinstein's group, they are focused on the military. But the other groups that we constantly fight on these issues are groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the American Atheists, the American Humanist Association. And those groups focus elsewhere. But all of these groups, folks, they do the same thing. They basically run around looking for any instance of religious expression that comes from the Judeo-Christian perspective, and then they attack it. And we hear a lot of times here at the ACLJ that we should just ignore them, that we should not stand against them, that they're just looking for publicity. But folks, here's the reality. Sometimes these legal challenges carry the day, and it is our obligation to stand against them at each and every time they are raised, and especially when you're talking about an Air Force cadet, someone who is young and just simply expressing his right to religious freedom. It is something, if he does not have that right protected at this stage of his life, at this stage of his career, he's likely to continue to allow it to be suppressed as his career goes on. So it's our obligation to stand for them. If you want to do so today, if you want to stand with the ACLJ in that fight, I would ask you to call 877-989-2255. That petition is up online as well at aclj.org. But as we close the broadcast today, a stand against Mikey Weinstein's statement that the Air Force Academy is a stimming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny. Folks, if you disagree with that, stand with the ACLJ. Call now, 877-989-2255.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.